Chapter 17. I stopped at the bedroom door and poked my head into the hall. Mom keeps a small nightlight on all night just outside her bedroom door. It casts dim yellow light over the other end of the hall. Peering into the light, I watched Slappy pull himself silently towards Sarah's room. The big shoes shuffled along the carpet. Slappy's body bobbed and bent. The big wooden hands nearly dragged along the floor. When my chest started to ache, I realized I hadn't taken a breath. As silently as I could, I let out a long whoosh of air. Then I took another deep breath and started to follow Slappy down the hall. I had a sudden impulse to shout, "Mom! Dad!" They would burst out of their room and see Slappy standing there in the middle of the hall. But no, I didn't want to shout for them now. I wanted to see where Slappy was heading. I wanted to see what he planned to do. I took a step. The floorboard creaked under my bare foot. Did he hear me? I pressed my back against the wall, tried to squeeze myself flat in the deep shadows. I peered through the dim yellow light at him. He kept bobbing silently along. His shoulders rode up and down with each shuffling step. He was just outside Sarah's room when he turned around. My heart stopped. I ducked low, dropped back into the bathroom. Had he seen me? Had he turned around because he knew I was there? I shut my eyes, waited, listened. Listened for him to come scraping back. Listened for him to turn around and come back to get me. Silence. I swallowed hard. My mouth felt so dry. My legs were trembling. I grabbed the tile wall to steady myself. Still silent out there. I gathered up my courage and slowly, slowly poked my head out into the hall. Empty. I squinted towards Sarah's room in the yellow light. No one there. He's in Sarah's room, I told myself. He's doing something terrible in Sarah's room. Something I'll be blamed for. Not this time, Slappy, I silently vowed. This time you're going to be caught. Pressing against the wall, I crept down the hall. I stopped in Sarah's doorway. The nightlight was plugged in across from Sarah's room. The light was brighter here. I squinted into her bedroom. I could see the mural she had started to paint. A beach scene. The ocean. A broad yellow beach. Kites flying over the beach. Kids building a sandcastle in one corner. The mural was tacked up, nearly covering the entire wall. Where was Slappy? I took a step into the room and saw him, standing at her paint table. I saw his big wooden hand fumble over the table of supplies. Then he grabbed a paintbrush in one hand. He raised and lowered the brush as if pretending to paint the air. Then I saw him dip the paintbrush in a jar of paint. Slappy took a step toward the mural, then another step. He stood for a moment, admiring the mural. He raised the paintbrush high. That's when I burst into the room. I dove toward the dummy just as he raised the paintbrush to the mural. I grabbed the paintbrush with one hand, wrapped my other hand around his waist, and tugged him back. The dummy kicked both legs and tried to punch me with his fist. Hey! A startled voice shouted. The light clicked on. Slappy went limp on my arm. His head dropped. His arms and legs dangled to the floor. Sitting up in bed, Sarah gaped at me in horror. I saw her eyes stop at the paintbrush in my hand.
Amy, what are you doing?
She cried. And then, without waiting for an answer, Sarah began to shout.
Mom! Dad! Hurry! She's in here again!